say since you did the filming of the movie? Because you both look so much older.
It does seem like a long time. Especially seeing as, like, when you're at school in England, kind of, the minute you hit about 16, you have important exams for the rest of your life, it seems. And so I've kind of gone for a transition in my school life where I was kind of just kind of floating around and doing my work and everything, but now I have to really work hard towards something. So it feels weird to kind of have that transition at the same time as doing Narnia. It feels like a really long time, but yeah. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's kind of, once you hit 16, it's like, oh gosh, life's over. You know what I mean?
But it's
fun. You know, it is. You know, it's enjoyable. We're lucky. I think we both enjoy school, and you know, it's nice to be able to have schools that are supportive of this as well. Because I think it'd be a lot harder if, you know, they didn't let us. So it makes it a lot easier.
Do you both go to the same schools you would have if you weren't actors, or do you go?
Yeah, we both like. I mean. We both chose school and then got Narnia, so we of course would go back to school then.
I've been in the same school for 12 years, so yeah.
Are you a celebrity?
Sorry, no, by no means, not at all.
I'm like the geek. I'm like the geek who hangs out with kind of cool people. That's kind of my role. Like I'm the one that people laugh at, like for fun.
Cool. So have you gone through any of the same kinds of things like in the movie, like any like as young people seen any, maybe not the exact same things, your crazy secret world, but do you see your lives kind of parallel in any way?
Well, in this Dawn Treader film, Lucy goes through tons of like insecurities when she has to kind of deal with kind of feeling like jealous and kind of insecure about the way she looks and kind of, you know, how people treat her. And I guess that's something that all teenage girls encounter at some point. I know it's something that I've encountered already, and it's just natural, really. And so I kind of felt that I could relate to her and kind of use my experiences to maybe help the character along a bit. So yeah, I mean, that's how I felt for it.
It's an important part of the film as well, I think. I think it's kind of one of those cool messages where, you know, for, as Georgie said, teenage girls in the audience, who obviously, you know, Narnia appeals to, you know, that's a nice thing for them to be able to kind of relate to Lucy's character. And I think people who've grown up with the films are going to be able to relate to Georgie's character the whole way through. Do you know what I mean? And that's kind
and
of
I think
that's
that,
cool
like,
about it.
Like all the characters, all the like, kind of the main four, which is like Edmund, Caspian, Lucy, and Eustace now, like all of those all have temptations which they kind of overcome and which can be related to by the audience. I think it's a real great film, but and I think that makes it more relatable for teenagers as well. Like they can kind of relate to it a bit, as well as younger children, because it's all magical.
Did you do any work when Eustace was the dragon, or is that all?
I literally had hardly anything to do with that. I did a bit of some of my movement, and unfortunately for the dragon, I think they made it look a bit like me. And then, but other than that, it's just the amazing special effects team. We were just saying those guys are absolutely incredible.
Yeah, because from the clip I saw, I think the dragon doesn't even talk, right?
No, the dragon doesn't talk. No, he's got the odd sort of sniff.
All the other animals talk.
And the dragon can't. I know. I think the idea is because Eustace isn't originally from Narnia, that kind of thing. But. Yeah, it was really cool to see how it kind of panned out. You know, obviously I had nothing really to do with it, and then to see yourself.
It does look like it.
To see the character that you're portraying, but you haven't done anything. You know what I mean? It was quite odd, and I was a bit kind of worried about it. I was like, well, you know, is my representation going to be consistent with that? But those guys are just so good. You know,
it went through so many things as well. At one point, he had little hands instead of like claws and things, like a human, and then he was like brown for a bit and green for a bit, and then he was like kind of going back into Will's kind of school clothes that he wears all through the film. So yeah.
And you guys stay grounded, and you say you go to the same school and everything, but like here in LA, there's, you know, constant bombardment of, you know, acting and kids and like becoming an adult before, you know, they like age wise.
I think it's interesting when people ask me that question, because like, you know, you only see us when we're publicising the film and when we're kind of acting and things. But, you know, we spend, you know, practically all of our year, I mean, this whole year from finishing filming to kind of the release date, only 10% of it has been spent kind of publicising the film. The rest I've been at home with my friends and my family and doing schoolwork and worrying about things like coursework and, you know, things like that. And it's just it's just something which is a part of our lives, the kind of Narnia thing, it's the acting thing. It's just something which is which we've done, and it's something which, you know, we can compartmentalize and kind of put away and concentrate on other things, and, you know, that's the way I deal with it. I mean,
do you think that it's better that way? You know, that you're better as you're growing up, that you're not living in LA?
Yeah, I'm glad that my parents, I'm definitely glad that my parents didn't push me further and let me have the freedom to say, you know, I want to be at school. You know, my parents aren't pushy at all, and they never wanted me to be a child actor or anything like that. It was just kind of an opportunity which arose, and you would have been mad not to take it. So definitely, I mean, I'm so glad that I live in a really small town. I go to school with the same people every day, and, you know, it's just my life.
Yeah, I think that's the same. I think that's a good point about the you know, parenting thing is that I think, you know, speaking for both of us, really, you know, like our mums and dads were really kind of like supportive in the event of whatever we did, rather than sort of pushing us in one direction. You know, I you know, my dad being a professor and my mum being a nurse and my sister being, you know, twice as bright as me despite being three years my junior, telling my dad I wanted to tread the boards was not an easy conversation. But to be honest, he was so supportive, and my whole family were, and, you know, every school play they were there. So it, you know, and that's exactly the same whether it's school plays or whether it's Narnia. You know, they're really supportive, which is so cool, and I guess that's what keeps you grounded, is your parents' support, really. That's all it is.
And so what do you guys think about after you're done with your school years, your high school, I'm talking here, are you planning to come to LA or try and do more acting? Or
do you take that one?
I mean, obviously, you know, we're both really... would absolutely love to become actors and actresses. I think that's all we kind of want to do, but obviously, you know, the chances of becoming an actor and actress are just so slim. It's one in a million chance. And
yep. But you already have your chance.
We've been very fortunate so far, you know, and it's one of those things we've been sort of in the right place in the right time, and hopefully, you know, we definitely like to pursue it, and I guess, you know, we've been lucky enough to be put in this position, but it's still very tough, and I guess that transition from child to adult is difficult as well.
And that is a problem. Although we have been given the opportunity to be in these amazing films and kind of do great things that a lot of actors and actresses would kill for, it is difficult to come out of a franchise and then think, wow, I'm on my own now. Like, I don't have any safety net of, oh, well, there's always going to be another Narnia film. Like, you know, this is it now, and I'm, you know... You get to the point where you're ready to move on, or you're ready to think, you know, that's it for acting, and you have to think about, are you going to be typecast? Are people just going to think of you as kind of still being 8 years old? And that's something that you have to break out of, and I think that's quite hard to do, but, you know, school's very important as well. I mean,
do you think you're going to go to university, or do you think you'll just pursue acting, or maybe pursue acting in university?
I didn't think I was going to go to university, and then I had a motivational talk. A guy came to my school and gave us a motivational talk about something completely different. And I don't know why, but randomly I just thought, right, I'm gonna go to uni. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I'd really...
We've had chats about this.
Yeah. I'd really love to, but I also like to travel and everything. So, I mean...
Maybe even come here.
Exactly, yeah. I did consider American University, so that's still in the balance.
I'm hoping to, weirdly enough, I'm not just saying this, I'm hoping to do a semester in UCLA or even a year if I can, just after. But somewhere out here, I mean, UCLA was just one of my choices, but yeah, certainly, anywhere really. I'd like to go to university and hopefully study drama if I can, but it's competitive at school in England as well.
Oh, God, so at the moment, England is in tatters over, like, uni and education and blah, 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 so God knows what's going to happen.
Did you guys have any favourite scenes to film in the movie?
Thank you very much.
It's nice to talk to mothers and fathers and kids who like the books.
Yes.
Films or whatever.
And the books.
Yeah.
That's cool.